charity boosters from across the area we cover. Charity and community happenings right across the area in this past week. Preservation Society Halstead 21st Century Group has received £1,000 as part of the Benefact Group's Movement for Good Awards, where more than £1 million is shared between charities nominated by the public. The donation will help provide equipment and training to volunteers, as well as allowing further access to resources and contacts that will benefit the work of the group. Halstead 21st Century Group Chairman Eileen Penn thanked the public for their support. £11,000 was raised for military veterans' mental health charity Combat Stress by Whittam Events Company, the Higher House Project. It made the cash by 234 volunteers walking from Tiptree Heath to Whittam, carrying combat packs to signify the weight soldiers bring back mentally from deployment. The charity provides life-changing mental health treatment for veterans and helps former servicemen and women with issues such as PTSD, anxiety and depression. Youngsters in Maldon have been told they shall go to the ball by a charity that gives away prom dresses and suits for free. The North Essex Support Team, NEST, NEST, offers its services so families who could not afford the clothing would not see their children miss out. Details available on 07549 647 401. Last year, the charity handed out more than 500 prom dresses and suits, as well as shoes, handbags and jewellery. St Michael's Church in Braintree has earned a Bronze Eco Church Award from Christian environmental charity A Rosha UK. The award is part of the charity's Eco Church scheme, where churches can earn points after taking a survey about how they include environmental care into everyday practices. Vicar, the Reverend Nigel Adams, said, "We are delighted to have our contribution to this marked by this bronze award and are already working towards the silver." A new competition highlights the importance of sharing friendship, food, skills and resources, called the Sharing Table Award, has been launched by The Big Lunch, surplus food charity Fair Share and skills organisation City and Guilds. Ahead of the greenest big lunch yet, on June the 1st and 2nd, the award is offering the chance to win a specially designed sharing table made by the people at City and Guilds. They will also receive funds towards their community projects and ideas, and a hamper of food and resources that are together worth £5,000. Members of a charitable organisation were visited by rural wildlife and heritage crime officers with crime prevention advice. The Pony Club, based at the Deanswood Equestrian Centre in Braintree, are working towards their security awareness badge. During the visit, officers talked about security best practice and also provided information on horse passports and microchipping. In addition, they marked horse tack and equipment. Entrants for this year's Maldon Mud Race include the staff of PGR Builders and Timber Merchants. For the third year in a row, they are taking up the challenge between 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday, June the 2nd. Scores of visitors braved the weather forecast to visit Ulting Wick on Sunday afternoon, when its 8 acres was open for the National Garden Scheme. Beneficiaries this year include Parkinson's UK, Macmillan Cancer Support, Hospice UK, Marie Curie, Carers Trust and the Queen's Nursing Institute. Cedars Place Care Home in Sudbury Road, Halstead, raised £50 for the Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance by hosting a Brew for the Crew coffee morning for residents and their families. Hope for Tomorrow has received £2,500 towards its chemo bus service from Halstead Town Council, following February's Cuppa for Cancer fundraiser back in February.